أحكي يعني شيء له علاقة بالسياق اللي هو مثلا الحجاب مثلا، كيف نحن أنا كنت يعني بسوريا كثير حاول إدعام النساء
I
اليوم
want to talk
بحاولوا
about
إنه
context.
يشيلوا
In
الحجاب
Syria,
يعني
I was
كان
like supporting some women
شيء مفروض عليهم
in their
بالنسبة لي،
fight to get rid
وكيف
of
هون نحن هلا بسياق
hijab
كثير مختلف
because it
لأنه
was forced by family or by
دراساتي كمان
society.
كان مطلع بقدر
Now
إنه
it's very
مثلا
different for
جوا
me
المدرسة
because it is a
هناك
different
حجاب أكثر
context.
من الولاية،
Just 2 days
بعض
ago, it
الولايات
was decided in
صاحبي
many
عمل
states in
إنه قرر
Germany against
يتحالف مع
wearing hijab at schools.
الحجاب
And
لأنه طبعا هذا الشيء بالنسبة لي كان كثير
also, it
مخيف
was
لأنه في
decided
الغالب
that
أنا حطيته
the
سؤال على
Aba
إمكان
Kiba
المجتمع
have
والدولة
the
بس
power to
بتحكم فيها
decide
بس
whether
النساء يعني
it is
هذا
allowed
شيء بالنسبة لي. بس
to
أنا
wear
هو
hijab at work or
أكيد
not.
اختلف كثير موقفي
That was
عن
really frustrating for me
الحجاب يعني
because
بالنسبة لي، بس ما يعتبر موقف من الحجاب، أنا
till
معتبره أنه
when
موقف منظومة الأبوية اللي هي
will be
وراء
that the
الحجاب.
state and
أكيد أنا
society are
بألمانيا
controlling
كثير
women bodies
بدعم
and
النساء يعني
clothes.
المسلمات اللي لابسين حجاب، بدعم حق كل امرأة بأنها تقرر شو بدها تلبس.
So my
إله
activism
كثير قضية
actually
مفيدة
changed
وهي نقلة
accordingly
يعني
and now
بسياق كثير أنا
of course
بيشغل
I
لي بالي
support
يعني كيف تغير الجو بألمانيا.
a lot of
وبنقطة ثانية
women
إنه أنا بسأل
of
حالي
Muslim
كثير إنه هل
minorities
فعلا نحن
and
قادرين
their right
نتعاون
to
مع
practice religion
المسؤوليات
and
الغربية؟
wear
أول
hijab.
شيء هل فيني
And my
هل
second
فيني لما
point
أكون المرأة
is
السورية نمط
can I
السوريين أو
cooperate with
النمط الشرقي
Western
اللي هم دائما
feminists?
بيشوفوه عن الإمرأة مثلا،
Is
هل
it
فيني أنا ما
possible
أكون
that I
هيك
am not
يعني
the
التعامل معهم
stereotype,
أو
the
هل
Eastern
أحقق
woman?
حد يعني على
Will I be
سوية
taken
أو
seriously
بنفس
and on
المستوى؟
eye level?
نعم تجربتي
Will there be
النسوية يعني
respect for my
العقلية أو
experience? I mean, I
بالحقيقة هي أنه
encountered
تتعلم من
this
الآخر، تعلم من
mentality
تجربة
of
الآخر
dealing with
يعني
us
هي
Arab
نقل من
feminists.
تجربتك
So,
يعني
what do you think
هذه هي
about it?
بنقول الاستشراق أو هي النظرة للنسوية الشرقية كثير أنا شفتها صراحة يعني، فما بعرف.
السؤال الأول يتعلق بموضوع المحجبات، الضغوطات اللي يعني هن واقعين بمكان ما بين المطرقة والسندان، المجتمع الألماني أو الضغط اللي بيفرض على أنه النساء ما تحصل على فرص عمل، خلينا نقول ما تحصل على براكتيكوم، ما تحصل على كثير من الفرص المتاحة اللي بسبب حجابها.
Women are really put in very critical situation. On one side, there's the German society who's deciding that women are not allowed to put on hijab. And it is forming a huge challenge for them to get jobs. And there's on the other side the pressure from families for some women to wear hijab. The right to decide is very essential for women, the right to decide for their fates and lives. But at schools, I know that little girls are not allowed to wear hijab here in Germany. Though I totally support the right of parents to decide for their children, I do think that it is putting the girls in a very difficult situations. They are bullied, they are subjected to harassment. And it puts a lot of psychological burden and it affects them greatly. In Islam, girls are not obliged to wear hijab. So why are we forcing that on girls?
والعنف النفسي الممارس عليها، لأنه يعني حتى بالإسلام نفسه مو مطلوب إنه محجب الطفل، فليس إيش عم نضغط على الطفل لنحجبها يعني، بس لحتى قال نربيها يعني حسب عقلية بعض الأهالي اللي بيمارسوا هذا الأمر. إن والله تتعود هي من طفولتها على الحجاب والتعود، هذا أمر مرفوض كلياً. وأنا شخصياً بدعم قرار إنه إزالة هذا العنف عن الطفلات، يعني كيف إنه الطفلات اللي ممكن يتم تزويجهم بعمر مبكر هذا.
I personally support this decision to forbid little girls in schools to wear hijab, but adult women are totally free to decide. Even me personally, I don't wear hijab. I don't like it. But I support the right of women in deciding what they want. I also support women who want to take their hijab off and the discrimination and the pressure they suffer from their societies and friends who wear hijab is not acceptable at all. The main idea with hijab is respecting the right of choice for women. It's their choice to wear hijab, and we should protect it and protect her rights and to be sure that she will not be discriminated against or subjected to racism. And also that we protect the women who want to take the hijab off against the pressure from their surroundings.
لازم تلبس الحجاب أو إنها ما نزعت حجابها، كمان هذا مرفوض كليا. هاي نقطة. نقطة بالنسبة للنسويات الغربيات، ويا ترى هل فينا نشتغل معهم ولا وهل نتقاطع معهم؟ مع اختلاف القضايا ومع اختلاف الأهداف والمنهج، أنا بألمانيا من 4 سنين ونص، وأول
For your question about the Western feminists, I think we can cooperate with them. But I have to tell you, once I was at a conference in Germany and the issues was discussed there was the surrogacy. And I was really shocked because we as Arab feminists, we are still fighting to have the right to give our children the nationality that we have. We are so in different places. And but what I think is biting us all is that we are fighting against misogyny.
وغيرها. ففي تناقض كتير كبير، مو تناقض، خليني أقول في أبعاد مختلفة للقضايا. لكن من تجربتي الشخصية أيضا بالعمل من خلال بالداميجرا ومع زميلات ومع منظمات ألمانية ومختلفة، أعتقد أننا نحن جميع النساء يجمعنا هام واحد، وهو الميسوجينية كل أنحاء العالم، كراهية النساء، العداوة، العداء اللي منعيشه كلياتنا بمختلف هوياتنا وانتماءاتنا كنساء لمجرد اننا نساء. بالمجتمع الألماني المرأة تعاني من العنصرية والتمييز ضدها، بالمجتمع المهاجر ايضا، بجميع مجتمعات انحاء العالم. فبالتالي هذا التمييز وهي العنصرية اللي بيعانوا منها النساء بيوجدوا نفسهم بمكان ما معرضات لذات العنف، والتضامن بيناتهم مطلوب. فبالتالي نتقاطع ايضا بكثير من القضايا المبنية على النوع الاجتماعي ومبنية على احتياجاتنا بهذا النوع ولحمايتنا بهذا النوع.
ما كان أنا قصدي على الحجاب بحد ذاته، وأنا كان بس قصدي على فكرة اختلاف نشاط النسوي يعني أو اختلاف.
I just want to add that my point was about the context, how activism changed.
قصدي بس الاختلاف، أنا مو قصدي على الحجاب، ممكن يكون قضية ثانية.
طبعاً لأنه المحكمة الأوروبية أقرت إنه صاحب العمل رب العمل من حقه يختار. يعني انت بكل وضوح ممكن يقول لك رب عمل انه انا ما فيني خليك تشتغلي بالصيدليه مثلا للبيع لانك محجبه.
Of course a lot of women wanted to work somewhere and they were totally denied because of their hijab. Their CVs are impressive but they could not work. That is totally not acceptable.
كثير كبير مدعم من انه ايه في قرار سياسي بانه صاحب العمل يقرر اذا بده يشغل محجبه ولا لا، وهذا غير مقبول. يعني
تماماً رح أسأل الصبايا، ما بعرف محار ولا أو أي سيرين، إذا بتحبوا تضيفوا على فكرة علاقتنا مع النسويات الغربيات، وهل يمكن أن يكون في تعاون؟
هلا بالنسبة لموضوع الحجاب، بحسه هاي حرية شخصية. أنا لما تحجبت كنت حرة، تحجبت بكامل إرادتي بعمر كبير من صغيري.
I find hijab very personal issue. I had my hijab at an older age and I was totally fine with it. I wanted that. It was my decision. My daughters, they don't have hijab. That's my freedom to decide.
وانا لاني حاطه حجاب على راسي مش مسموح لي اني اشتغل، او ممكن يميزني عن ان اكون ما بشبه النساء الثانيين. اما بالنسبه للتقاطع، اكيد في تقاطع بينه وبين النساء الغربيات، في تقاطع بكتير امور. اول شيء، اول منادى بحقوق المراه هي النساء الغربيات، وامتدت لعنا للدول العربيه، وبعدين لهلأ عم بيعانوا النساء الغربيات إنه ما عم بياخدوا حقوق كاملة، إن كان بالعمل وإن كان بأشياء تانية. حتى في نساء عم تتعنف هون، حتى في نساء عم بيصير فيها تحرش، حتى في نساء غربيات عم بيصير. يمكن التمييز يمكن مش قد عنا.
For the question whether we have commonalities with Western feminists, there is for sure. Western women were the first to demand for their rights. And they are still writing for equality at workplace or, for example, or against sexual harassment and violence. They have their issues in their society. But we are all women who are fighting for equality and rights, but each one just have their different priorities.
بنحسها كثير كمان مهمه بحياتنا.
هلا انا بوافق لحد كبير.
I agree with what is said by Sirin and Alia. Of course we have something in common with Western feminists. It's a given. But when we talk about cooperation or work together? How can we both benefit from each other? Because there's something that's really missing here in the feminist Western work, and it is the intersectional perspective. A Western woman is still thought of as a white woman who knew the history, whose grandmother and mother are born and lived here. But the society in Germany is changing, as it changed in the US and Australia. And people from different nationalities and ethnicities are migrating here.
الفكرة هون مثل ما قالت ميس شيلك عن الموضوع يعني الموضوع مو هو الحجاب الموضوع احنا كيف بدنا نحكي.
And as ميس said, the idea is not about the hijab. The idea is how we can talk about it or about anything else when we are not seen as equal much. That was problematic from my personal experience.
How can I talk to a feminist who's sharing my values and not feel always like less than her, always getting help from her, being teached and saved by her? And actually, how can we speak to them the way we speak to each other or the same? Because, for example, when we are in our circles, we speak in a way about our men, but they see our men, or let's say the stereotype they know about our men, that they are barbaric and sexual predators. And to be honest, I don't want to enforce this picture. I want to reach a point where we can talk about our problems without self-flagellation. And I feel it is really related to minorities and majorities in a society.
Who is what? This changes the whole speech or the whole way you talk about something.
As I did some gender workshops, I was thinking,
لما كنا نعمل هذا حديث الجندر مثلا مع الصبايا كنت عم فكر اذا بدنا نعمله بطريقه بالالماني رح يكون الحديث كثير مختلف ورح نحكي بمواضيع شوي غير مثلا سوق العمل هيك حياديه اكثر لانه انا ما بعرف كيف بدي ادير الحديث بين المانيا وسوريا بدون ما اخر شيء نطلع حاسين حالنا زفت لانه في كثير صبايا يمكن ميس كمان بتعرف انه بتحكي معهم بقعده سوريه كثير بيكون حديث عادي وهيك بس لما يكون في حدا الماني
There, it starts to be defensive and sounds like, yeah, but my grandma had no hijab or my grandma was working. Of course she was, we know that. But we find ourselves in a place where we have to hide our realities to fight another problem we suffer from here in this society. Sometimes I think we are not ready yet to work Western feminists because we are still not able to present ourselves as equal matches. And even if we did work with them together, there must be focus and a lot of work on the intersectional perspective, not only to get funds and do projects, but to really be inclusive. I just find the whole discussions much more complicated than the idea that we both have something in common and we are both discriminated and fighting for our rights.
يعني أنا المثال اللي ذكرته كمان إنه وين نحنا وين هنون وهي مختلفة. هلا أنا بدير بعيش هاي قضية الاستشراق حتى بتشوفيها مو بس بالشغل حتى بعلاقاتك مع الأصدقاء ومع الناس اللي أنت بتتعاملي معهم في قضية ما بدي أعمم أكيد فيها
لكن I agree with you. I also experienced what you said, not only at work, but also among friends. I don't want to generalize, but there are a lot of people here who just feel superior to you because they are white. Sure, there are differences between our societies. I mean, we still refuse to see gender, but as men and women. There's absolutely no recognition of the queer society at all. We don't even dare to be open with our sexuality, our gender. And also in the feminist circles, they try to avoid this discussion and they are afraid of the stigma and consequences. At one point, you cannot even go on discussing with them in these circles. But in German circles, you feel it is totally fine, it's easy to speak about such topics. So it's from one side the taboos in our society that is keeping us behind. And at the same time, there's the superiority issues that the majority here are having. We both have very difficult issues to deal with, and that's why working together could be difficult.
النسويات اللي كتير هن فعلا نسويات بمكان ما بيقولوا لك لا لا دير بالك ما بدنا نحكي بهذا الموضوع ما بدنا نقرب على هذا التابو لأنه نحن بمكان ما أنه رح يرفضونا، رح يربطون النسوية بالمثلية ورح يصير هذا رفض، ونحن أو نحن عم ندافع عن حقوقه. طلعي هيك بمكان ما أنت بتكوني هون انكسرت إجر الكرسي تبعك وقلابتي هيك على جنب، وما بتقدري تكفي بالحوار يعني، لأنه مقتوش، لأنك أنت عم تصيري تضلي تحاوري. بينما أنت تعاني بمجتمع بين ألمان بتقدري تحكي هذا الحكي بالمطلق وبأريحية. الموضوع يتعلق بتابوهات المجتمع بالنسبة إلنا اللي هي فيها نقص، وبنفس الوقت عقدة التفوق عند الإنسان الأبيض اللي بيفكر هو إنه أحسن من غيره وهو مالك، يعني هو مجرد امتلاكه للجنسية هذه هو بيعطيه الحق إنه يتفهمن على كل البشر. من الطرفين في خلل، نحن عنا خلل حقيقي، كمان هن عندهم خلل حقيقي، وهذا الخلل عم يخلي العمل المشترك فيه إشكالية، فيه إنه ما تفكرني أقل منك، أنا ماني أقل منك إنسانيا، وممكن تكوني أنت متفوقة عليهم 100 قصة، بس بيجي بمكان ما بده ينبهك بالمكان اللي أنت فيه، يعني خليني أقول مو أقل، خليني أقول الصعوبات والتحديات اللي عندك بهذا المكان كتير كبيرة. لكن نحن لحد الآن لا نملك، أو الغالب لا يملك الجرأة والشجاعة،
like sometimes even in a close relationship you have some friends who helped you, but when the relationship starts to be more equal and more competitive, then there's a big problem because there's no more helper and receiver position, and you have to have the courage in this moment to confront these friends of yours with what you see. You have to hold the mirror and tell them you have to reflect yourself better. And that was a problem that I suffered from, and it really touches me.
بدي اجي وهيك وجه المراي قدامه وكله شوف انت عريك هوني، انه هذا غلط. هيك انا بحس عندي هذا الاشكال، يعني هاللي بعاني منه كثير بيشبه اللي طرحتيه، بس هوني بتصير عندي الاشكاليه.
علشان هيك نحن دورنا انه نحن باي جمعيه باي مكان.
That's why it's our role to talk about ourselves and our society and the good side of it to others in our work or with friends. Imagine some people here think that we live in a desert, I mean, among a lot of other city ideas. So it's our responsibility to show who we are. I also teach my children this, to defend themselves, to talk about themselves.
بفكروا المرأة، أنا تخيلي في واحدة بتسألني أنت بتنامي بالحجاب؟ قلت لها لا، قال بلا بتنامي بالحجاب. عندهم أفكار مش مزبوطة، فنحن الجمعيات مفروض أن احنا نفرجيهم كيف المرأة لو بالحجاب.
To show for example that women with hijab are not stupid, they could be very active in society in many aspects.
بالعكس بتفهم وبتشارك بالسياسة وبتشارك بأشياء كتير.
بس هذا الضغط النفسي تبع أنه نحن منقعد هلأ كمان حاملين العبء.
But actually this pressure of showing and being the role model and so on, it's very horrible. The truth is that our societies, they really have many problems. But as this famous writer Adichie said, she said, the problem of stereotypes is not that they are not true, but it's that they are incomplete. It is about the story which is always written by the white person. When our story is told by us, with its bad and good sides, that's when it works. It is not a Muslim woman who is crossing the street when the light was red. I'm not Islam who's crossing the street. It's just a woman who crossed the street when the light was red. There must be like a great effort from civil society for our story to be told in all its aspects, the good and the bad ones, and in the same time to work on the idea of being dealt equally, which is really a great cumulative effort. We should as well as migrants speak a lot with each other first.
And I just wanted also to add that I was also amazed when I was like in the academic feminist left scene that me or my friends who came to Germany, I mean, we're all single women and we came to Germany by ourselves, and it says a lot when you are taking your own decisions and you're making this migration, and you're migrating because you're looking for a better future, because you're taking things in your hands, like you want to have a better life, you want to strive for the best. And I think it says a lot about us, about our courage, and also it's empowering story. But at the same time, we were never taken seriously by these feminist lefties. We were not taken seriously, but we were actually being also taught what is feminism. And I was actually amazed, because I thought to myself, why aren't we asked about us? What is our story? And what can the others learn from us? I mean, we are all very powerful women. One specific example made me really shocked. I was taught what feminism is and what gender is, and I was also told like some simple questions, like we have been in a kindergarten, and that was not what you expect from people who are academics. I mean, something like, if you have a family, what's more important for you, work or family? So it was like kind of a scala. You have to make a scala. Are you going like to one end of the room, then you care about the family, and then you care about the work, and then you're in the middle. I went to the family side. I went it because of provoke. I wanted to provoke the others, first of all. And secondly, because I love family. I love to have kids, and I love to be full-time mom. I mean, that's what I love to do. And then they were like, and why? Why is family for you is more important than work? You know, as there is in life something called only to work and only to be mom. And I said, because I want to. I love to have a family, and I want to dedicate my time to him. I don't want to always have the stress of Leistung and doing, and being like on all and everything, being perfect and being good and being a good mom and then a good wife and then also good in my job and feeling that I'm missing out all the time. And they were like, is this your own ideas or is this from the society? Did you take this from your society? And I was really amazed, because I was not like, in this moment, I was not dealt with as a person who's equal to them, who's able to reflect and to think. And I asked in this moment, how about you? Is this your ideas or did you have this from your own society? Always looking at the woman, like we have a problem. If I choose to say, okay, I care about my family, it's not like I make my own decisions. When I decide to make my work my priority, then this is my decision. And if I decided for the family, then it is. And that's like, period. That's one of many situations where I felt like, okay, how can we actually do anything together when we are always taught and not talked with on an equal level and not learned from as well?
I guess your question was like very, really complex and hard to answer. It's need at least 10 books maybe to answer it. First, I was angry all the time because of this kind of treatment, stereotyping in both ways. You know, like, because sometimes when they overrate you because you are not the exact stereotype they're looking for, it's kind of they try to prove they believe in the stereotype. So, however, I was angry all the time, a lot about this issue in a serious way. But then I get really tired and I start to really want to not be any social anymore because of that. I start to take it sarcastic way, and now I'm using just sarcasm to answer this question. Like, for example, I got a lot of stupid questions. One of them, for example, if ever tried the chocolate, this kind of question usually drive you crazy, but I answered, are you growing cocoa here in Germany? The funny thing that I was referring to the history of colonizing, but it's still like the other people didn't understanding because they take it very seriously and they try to answer this question and many other, a lot of situations. And because it's like they didn't imagine that I can make sarcasm because maybe I'm not smart enough. Many times I start to like create this magical Arabian night story and they take it very seriously. And that was like really a big fun for me. And I'm not angry anymore. I'm laughing about those people who didn't want to like put any effort to know about anything, but still want to feel better than others.